The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rafflinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome to the Hammerdy Gymnasium here on the campus of our Hillmount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where it is round one on the guys' side in this Class 3A substate as the Mar Hillmount Academy Ravens play host to the Silver Lake Eagles. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is good to have you along. A nice crowd, a vocal crowd, and they are pumped up for what promises to be an extremely competitive and highly entertaining game. We're looking forward to bringing it to you. Let me start off by just reminding you that this game is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and a member of high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Tell you what we're going to do. We'll take a quick break. Be back with a look at the starters and the tip right after this.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. Team's getting set to go. Let me quickly introduce the starters to you. First of all, for the Silver Lake Eagles under head coach Johnny Roberts. Eagles coming into the ball game tonight at 7-12, and they're going to be starting Spencer Johnson and Elijah Lopez, Dane Johnson, Ian Setham, and Troy Hyman. For Morehill Mount Academy and head coach Dan Rapplinger, 16-4 on the year. And it is going to be the traditional starting five, Bowden Korbelik and Perry Spiegel with Luke Siebert, Mark Harris, Sam Joyce. Here we go. Playoff basketball on Care Radio. The ball is up, the tip is away, and Silver Lake will control it down as we are underway. Eagles with the basketball. Do not be deceived by the record. They play outstanding teams, and you look at the athletes out on the floor. They are long and tall, and they can get up and down. Watch them through warm-ups and talking to some of their fans. This is a very good Silver Lake team. They're going to take this opening possession, be very patient with the basketball, working over now to the left block. Little hook pass out on top. The drive into the lane, little bunny hop, shot high off the window is no good. Rebound tipped out, and the Ravens are going to come up with it. Here comes Harris. He'll drive it down, dump it over to the right side. Back out on top, Siebert to Korbelik, goes three, missed it. And rebound is going to get away out of bounds. It is going to be Silver Lake basketball. 45 seconds into the game. Each team with a possession, no score. Ravens in the home whites with gold and black. And for Silver Lake, it is that maroon with gold and white. Silver Lake with the ball out on top. It's going to be Troy Hyman, and he'll work his way around to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Feeds it over to the left side of the free throw lane. It's going to be Elijah Lopez back out to the left side of the driving layup. Off the left side is going to be up and good. First points of the game belong to Troy Hyman. It is 2-0 Silver Lake. The winner of this will move on to the sub-state location at Perry LeCompton. And they will have games Friday, the semifinals. Ravens work the perimeter. Here's Siebert. Dishes it to the left side. Back out on top to Luke between the circles. Now the three on his way. Beagle knocks it in. Parrish puts the Ravens in front for the first time this evening at 3-2. 6:20 to play in the opening quarter. Eagles working their way back down the court. Drive over to the left side. Dish it out to the baseline above the three-point circle. And then the pass toward the middle is going to be slapped away by Siebert. Knocked out of bounds into the Raven bench. Henry Silver Lake putting it in play. And Dane Johnson starts to put it in. Now they're going to switch it out. They're going to have Spencer Johnson do the inbound. And it'll come out on top to Dane. 6 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It's a 3-2 Raven lead. Around to the left side, no room. Ball comes back off on the edge. Hyman feeds to the free throw line. Lopez will look to the middle, gets double teamed. Did he travel? He did. Defenders on both sides of him, and there was just nowhere for Elijah Lopez, and the Ravens are going to take it from the turnover. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Walking it up the floor is Bowden Korbelik. Little right-hand bounce pass over to Beagle on the right elbow. He'll dribble it to the top, look to the edge, no room there, gets it back, Korbelik, he'll go three off the rim, and a rebound underneath, cleared away by Silver Lake. Spencer Johnson with the board, and Dane Johnson bringing it back up the floor. Dane will work around to the left side, Ravens in a little player D here at the early going of the game. You'll see that from them for the most part here tonight. They'll mix in a couple of three other defensive looks, but essentially and for the large part, you're going to see them in it. Man defense. 5:10 to go in the opening quarter. Still a low-scoring 3-2 game. Skip pass to the right side. All alone, Lopez gets the three. Elijah's first points of the game. And Ravens down at 5-3 as we go inside 5 minutes of play in the first. Beagle on top to Siebert. See, and conversely, you got Silver Lake going all Syracuse on you, man. They're playing that 2-3. Here's a skip pass over to the left side to Beagle. It is a very flexible kind of a 2-3 zone where they're not just piling it up inside. Three-point shot, no good. And we've got a whistle on the look for the rebound. It's going to be against MHMA. Maybe Sam, yeah. Sam Joyce picks up his first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game by either team. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And the Ravens are getting set to make their first duo of substitutions. Coming into the game, you're going to get Brody Coatman and Jonkin Ngwaba. Lopez brings it in, and up the floor it'll become Silver Lake. This time it'll be Troy Hyman brings it up the court, dumps it over to the left side. Again, they'll feed it off the block. It's batted away for a moment by Harris, but recovered on top. Eagles are going to control the basketball. The pass to the point, the driving shot, up and rolling in. That's a Spencer Johnson, and it is now a 7-3. Silver Lake lead here in Atchison, Kansas tonight. The Ravens at home, but down to the ballgame. Long cross-court pass, the feet to the block, the put on top, the dish to the left, the three-point launch, no. And in! It hit the front, hit the back, went straight up and straight down, Bowden Korbelik for three. Back to a one-point game at 7-6. Silver Lake has the ball up by one, 3.5 to play in the first. They'll go into the lane, again with a little bunny hop, the shot is up, and there's the travel. See, the bunny hop, that's what I call it. I also usually just call it traveling. Some people want to call it a Euro step, and it is very, I don't know, it's very relative to the crew and how they interpret that call and that play, and some will allow it to go, some will have none of it, and that time, Silver Lake ends up turning the ball over with that move. 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with the ball on top side, trailing by 1-7-6. They look to Johnkin. He's outside the lane on the baseline left. Brings it back out on top to Mark Harris. Down to Parrish. Big little left-hand dribble goes around to the left side. Kicks it there to Korbelik. Korbelik got that real shooter's roll on that last shot. Back it goes to Harris, and Ravens being very patient. What they're doing is they're bringing players up to the top along the free throw line, then crossing underneath and bringing them back up across the lane, crisscrossing from baseline right to left elbow, from baseline left to right elbow. Just looking to see if they can't get that defense tangled up a little bit inside. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Korbelik will have the ball topside, picks up his dribble, needs some help. Beagle will come up and provide that. Little crossover dribble, gets it to Harris. The Silver Lake defense is good. His zone defense, outstanding. 2.5 to go. Skip pass to Harris. He's able to pick it up, turns inside, a little too hard. Johnkin rebounds, has it rejected, and a foul by Lopez. We'll verify that as the official comes over to the scorer's table, and it will be Elijah Lopez, foul number one. It'll be the first foul of the ballgame by Silver Lake. Team fouls are now even at one apiece. And at the line for MHMA, Johnkin Ngwaba, whose first free throw is off the mark. 2.5 to play, first quarter. Substitution into the ballgame for Silver Lake. It'll be J.P. Whitehead coming in. He's the first substitution for Coach Roberts this evening. And the Ravens are going to make a switch. Bowden Korbelik out of the game, and it'll be Miss Pagel coming in. So Keegan in the game. The free throw by Ngwaba. Can't get either one of them, and the rebound, Silver Lake. Eagles across the timeline at 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. They lead by one. Now the Ravens have shifted to the 2-3. Back over to the right side, way out on the edge. And they're way back, but the Raymond defense not coming out so high. More or less just daring the three-point shot. The pass in the middle, batted around, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes Harris. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens down the left side. It's going to be Beagle. Topside Mark. Harris is step and a half above the top of the key. Hands it back over to Beagle. He'll come off a Coleman screen. Gets it back behind him. Miss Beagle. He'll drive it around to the left side. Minute 40 to go in the first. The feed to Johnkin. Trying to back in. No room. Dishes back off topside. Harris will kick it over to the wing. And the Ravens again working the ball around. They've shown great patience. Out on top, Copeman feeds back door, crossing over underneath it, misses. Johnkin follows up and gets it in. And Ngwaba for two. For the first time in a while, the Ravens are in front. It is 8-7. And we've got a minute 15 to play in the first quarter. Game moving along at a relatively brisk pace here in Atchison, Kansas tonight. We're very happy to have you with us. We'll be talking about our programming and the games coming up every night. Hoops here on Care Radio this week. Gotta love this time of the year. Inside a minute to go in the first. Over to the left block where the basketball is going to be batted away and recovered. Out on top. Thinking about the three, then they'll change their mind and take it around deep into the baseline left. The feet up the block, into the lane. The shot is up. Rolls around, and you hear the cheers from the Silver Lake crowd as it rolled in. Plus, the foul on Johnkin and Ngwaba. Duncan picking up pound number one. And just coming in off the bench is Braxton McDaniel. And while we do not have heights and information like that, I've got to tell you, there's nobody on the floor bigger than Braxton. He is, I'm just comparing him to the guys out there, he is 6'5". He is 285, 288, 290, hits his free throw. He is a big man out on the court, completes a conventional three-point play, putting his team up by two. 10-8, Silver Lake. Ravens back down the floor with it. Siebert has returned to the court. Here's Ngwaba backing in on the big guy. Puts a shot up and gets it. What Braxton McDaniel does not do, he does not leap well. Here's that Ngwaba shot, ties the game at 10. Likely the final possession of the opening quarter with 15 seconds left. Silver Lake goes side to side with a long cross-court pass. Dishes it to the corner in front of the Raven student section. The feed to the side, and we're going to get a Raven foul with 5 seconds left in the first quarter. It's going to be on Lucas Siebert, and it'll be Luke's first. Raven team foul three. For Silver Lake, the ball comes in play at their offensive baseline, just on the end of the left side of the lane. They'll look in, lob it out on top. The ball shot, and perfect from way outside, Jared Johnson. And with that, the opening quarter draws to a conclusion. It has been close. It has been back and forth. But after one quarter in Atchison, Silver Lake 13, Mar-Hill Mount Academy 10.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Haverty Gymnasium on the Mar-Hill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas, Class 3A High School, Substate Basketball. After their opening quarter in this boys' game, Silver Lake leads it 13-10. For the Eagles, your leading scorer, well, that honor is shared as Elijah Lopez, Jared Johnson, and Braxton McDaniel each have three to apiece for Spencer Johnson and Troy Hyman. For MHMA, 4 points by Jonathan Ngwaba coming in off the bench. Three each. Bowden, Korbelik, Parrish, Beagle. Their threes on a couple of long shots. Set to go to the second quarter. It'll be Raven basketball coming in at midcourt. We're back underway. Substate basketball is a high-pressure business. If you win, your season remains alive. If you lose, your season has concluded. Here's a quick runner by Siebert, very short, and a rebound cleared down underneath, and the Ravens kick the ball. Beckett's going to come to Silver Lake. 7:41 to go in the first half. Eagles on the road here this evening, and again, as I mentioned to you earlier, do not be deceived by the Silver Lake record. Again, they come into the ballgame tonight at 7-12. The Ravens, on the other hand, at 16-4. Here's a shot in the middle. Runner is going to be up and good. That is Brody Delter with the bucket, and the Ravens coming down the court, driving away the basketball. A 5-point Eagle lead. 7:16 to play, opening half. Not only up by five, but Silver Lake putting the ball in play from the backcourt. Out of the floor for the Ravens. We've got out there, we've got Bowden Korbelik and Mark Harris. We've got Brody Coatman, Luke Siebert, and Jonathan Ngwaba. Those are the Raven five, and MHMA again, staying in that 2-3 zone. Ngwaba at the five. A minute into the second quarter. Silver Lake with a 5-point lead in the basketball. He'll spin down the right side, 14-footer, rims off no good. Coatman coming up with a rebound. Here comes Siebert, races down the right side, stops above the 3-point line, comes off on top to Harris. Back over to Korbelik on the left side. He will drive across, top of the free throw line, brings it to Siebert, lays it back behind him to Harris. Harris tries to knife in, no room, goes Korbelik. He'll cut into the middle, back out of top, it'll come to Siebert. 6.5 to go in the half. Siebert down the left side of the lane, back top side to Korbelik. Ravens having tremendous difficulty getting into the middle, and now we'll have a defensive foul. Two of our officials here this evening are returners from last night. The foul is going to be the first one of the evening by Brody Delter. For Silver Lake, Ravens are going to have it back in play. MHMA is going to take Nguaba out of the game and bring Sam Joyce back in. 6:22 to go in the first half. 15-10, Silver Lake with the lead. Also into the game for the Ravens will come Parrish Beagle. Ravens having trouble with the ball. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And the pass from Harris to Korbelik gets away. Silver Lake with a 5-point lead again in control of the basketball. They walk it up the floor patiently as Dane Johnson. Dane kicks it over to the right side. Troy Hyman back out on top. It's going to be Spencer Johnson. Gets it underneath Lopez, and as he goes into the middle, we'll have a foul, I believe, on Sam again. It'll be, if so, his second. Yeah, Sam, foul number two. Raven, team foul four. Silver Lake has only committed two fouls so far tonight. Looking it in, they'll get it off the block. A quick shot rolls across the rim, no good. Rebound, Mark Harris. Ravens taking it the other way. Inside six to go in the half. Harris comes top of the key. Skip pass over to the right corner. Back out on top will come Beagle. Ravens have no points yet in the second quarter. Credit the Silver Lake defense. Now Beagle goes underneath, tries a crossover. That's well off the mark, but the rebound will be slapped away and lost out of bounds off Silver Lake. Again, Harris will do the inbound work for MHMA. 5.5 to go in the first half. Harris tries to drive in the middle and is immediately just cut off. Beagle will try the same thing from the top, puts a shot up that misses. Brody follows it up and misses, and a rebound to Lopez. Here comes Silver Lake. MHMA still no second quarter points. We're 5:20 to play in the half. 15-10, Eagles out front. There are a lot of cars from the Silver Lake area. Here's a feed, little rotating shot, no. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Harris has it knocked out of his hand. He's able to pick it back up. That was good play by Harris to rescue that loose basketball. Drives all the way in, puts a shot off the window when it doesn't go down, and a rebound's going to be slapped away out of bounds, Silver Lake ball. Into the lineup for Coach Roberts. We're going to get Ian Stitham checking back in. And also back in the big guy, Braxton McDaniel. And a late addition, J.P. Whitehead. Both of these coaches very liberally substitute. It's not like you got five guys and you play with them and maybe a sixth or possibly a seventh. Oh, no. These guys are both going 10 deep right now. 4:44 to play in the half. Raven pressure. They've finally gotten into the forecourt by Silver Lake. Down the right side. Surrounded to the baseline. The kick out on top. The drive down to the left side of the lane. The shot rejected out of bounds by Harris. Mark Harris coming up with a block. Got 4.5 to go in the first half. Still a 15-10 lead. What a low scoring one we have here. Silver Lake from their baseline. Looking it in right in front of Coach Grapplinger. Now the drive into the lane, the running jumper, one-handed shot is up and good for Silver Lake. Troy Hyman has four, and MHMA is going to utilize a timeout. It's a good one. We're taking a break, Joseph, down to 4:23 to play in a rapidly moving high school basketball game where it is Silver Lake 17, Mar-Hill Mount Academy 10.
Only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch Burritos with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean, tacos. Taco John's.
Silver Lake, the first team to come away from their bench. They're out of the court. They're ready to go. Ravens still huddled up on the side around Coach Rapplinger, and there are some things that they're going to want to try to figure out, namely, how to get some points on the board. Have not scored yet in the second quarter, and we're nearly halfway through it. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and handling the heavy work in a Gear Sports studio. Tom Counts with you courtside. Ravens are going to have it in play right in front of the MHMA bench. You're going to have Korbelik and Harris, Beagle, Coatman, and Nguaba. He's out of the floor for the Ravens right now. Beagle will take it, start into the lane. Comes out on top, Korbelik. Slides down the right side. Top side to get a Beagle. Tries to go in, change of direction, twist, turns, rotates, puts one up and in, and there you go. They've decided to put it in the hands of Harris Beagle, who picks up his fifth point of the game. 17-12. We're inside four. Here's a runner in the middle. No good, but a Raven foul inside. This is coming over to the scorers table. We'll see against whom they will be calling this foul. It's going to be the first one by Parrish Beagle. Raven, team foul five. Silver Lake putting it in play at their offensive end. They lead by five. 3:50 to go in the first half. Silver Lake lobs it over to the right side in front of the Ravens student section. And way up top side with it, they're going to go. Getting there to Ian Stiffham. Stiffham drives to the free throw line, goes inside the shot. Rejected Nguaba. Pulled down by the big guy. Rejected by Nguaba. Pulled back down underneath. And we've got pushing and a little shoving maybe. And the official comes up and makes short work of it. He's going to call a foul on Silver Lake. The foul is going to be on Braxton McDaniel. It'll be Braxton's first. So the Ravens with 5 team fouls, and now Silver Lake has three. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Or first half, excuse me, first half. I guess that score makes me think first quarter. 17-12. And Guava in the middle comes out on top, Korbelik. Korbelik has not had a look at the rim all night. He'll drive in, though, and put that one up and under and in. Bowden Korbelik, 17-14 is the Ravens battling back. 3 minutes to play in the half. So MHMA down 7 a short time ago, back to within one possession. At the free throw line with the basketball, there's no room in the middle for Dane Johnson. Silver Lake on offense now. Johnson will go for three, and it is perfect. The defense dropped off. Johnson said, I can hit that shot, and he does. It's 20-14. The Raven upcourt pass is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. That is going to come to MHMA. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. Substitutions coming in by the pair for Silver Lake as Jared Johnson comes back in, and also back in. Hang on just a minute as the Ravens bring it in. We're going to get contact on the inbound play. And I suspect it's going to be on Statham. It is. Ian Statham will have his first foul. Ravens putting it back in down to the baseline. .239 to play. First half, Ravens have the ball, down 6. Topside with it, and back into the ball game is Luke Siebert. Goes to Parrish. Beagle brings it down. Ravens have 4 of the starting 5 out there, but right now Nguaba is in for Sam Joyce, who's got a couple of fouls. They'll feed it, looking to get rid of it, looking to get rid of it, can't get rid of it, and there's the 5! They had Siebert tied up, he got no help, nowhere to go with the basketball, but the Ravens are going to turn it over on the 5-second closely guarded. And Silver Lake, with patience, comes up forward with the basketball. Silver Lake uniform, mentioned at the start of the game, maroon with gold, but on the sides, as a three-point shot misses, rebounding MHMA. It's a checkerboard all the way from the shoulder down to the hem of the shorts, a checkerboard pattern. Think Rocky Top, okay? Here's a baseline runner. Won't go down for Corbelet. Rebound, Silver Lake. With a minute 45 to go with the half and leading it by six. Eagles are back up court for the basketball. Handling it up top side. Turning around is going to be J.P. Whitehead. Takes a look over at Coach Roberts. Sees what he has in mind. Brings it back over to the left side. They'll feed it to the free throw line, but a 15-foot shot is up and missing. Offensive rebound, Lopez. They'll kick it back out on top. Head fake, drives baseline, feeds Lopez, shot up too strong. Rebound fought for, controlled down by Johnson, who's fouled to the backward. Two defenders surround him. They did not want to relinquish possession of the basketball, but in the interim, Silver Lake picking up a foul. It will be the second on Elijah Lopez. I suspect Elijah coming out at the first opportunity is Morehamount Academy with a minute 15 to go in the first half. Comes up the floor. So the Ravens have the ball, but trail by a half dozen. Beagle twisting, turning, can't get rid of the ball, needs some help. Goes to Harris at the free throw line. He'll go in, put up a runner off the glass, and good. Harris, that is the first point of the game for Mark, and we have a timeout on the floor. Taking a break, Joseph. 59 seconds to go in the opening half of this guy's game. It is Silver Lake 20, Morehamount Academy 16.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The winner of this game tonight will go on Friday to play the winner of the Perry Lecompton Jeff West game that is going on right now in Perry. Here's a baseline shot for three by the Eagles. No good. Rebound, Ravens. 40 seconds to go in the half. Parrish Beagle up the floor. Beagle will drive right. Stop outside the lane. Give it out on top to Harris. Near travel. Go back to Parrish. He'll cut to the middle in traffic. Kisses it off the window. No good. Rebound tipped out. Silver Lake's got it. Probably going to look. Courts is holding him up. Looking for that last shot of the half. 17. 16 seconds left in the half. 15. Again, turning completely around and looking back at coach is going to be Troy Hyman. 9 seconds. Now 8. Hyman just going to launch three. It misses. Offensive rebound. The falling away shot at the buzzer. And they're calling it for a travel. The bucket went in, but they'll wave it away. Ravens are going to have 2 seconds to get the length of the court and get a shot off. Baseball pass comes to Harris. It's going to be stolen. And the shot at the buzzer off the mark. It's halftime. Wasn't real pretty. It wasn't high scoring. But it was exciting in a lot of times. And we'll come back and summarize the opening half for you. Teams are headed for the locker room. It's halftime at Atchison. The score. Silver Lake 20. Morehamount Academy 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. all right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good to have you with us here on Ken Radio for High School Hoops this evening at halftime. The visitors from Silver Lake up 4-20-16. Let's recap that first half scoring. What do you say? For Silver Lake, it is just remarkably balanced. Low scoring, even balances. A lot of guys contributing. Troy Hyman, the leading scorer, has 4. Elijah Lopez, 3. Dane Johnson has 3. Jared Johnson has 3. Braxton McDaniel has 3, with Brody Delter and Spencer Johnson each knocking in 2. From our Helmet Academy, 4 guys in a scoring column, and the Ravens scoring only 6 in that second quarter. Bowden Korbelik and Parrish Beagle lead the way with 5 apiece, 4 for Jonkin and Guava, and 2 in the game for Mark Harris. Fouls, nobody in really big trouble. Silver Lake has Elijah Lopez with 2, and the Ravens, Sam Joyce, has 2 fouls. Stick around. Second half of this game is going to be absolutely fantastic. You can count on it. Looking forward to bringing it to you here on K-Radio. But right now with the intermission score from Atchison, Silver Lake 20, Marshall Mount Academy 16. We're kicking it back to Joseph and the Care Sports Studios for, yes, another sub-state quality halftime.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Marhill Mount Academy hosting Silver Lake. It's the boys' basketball game that we'll be returning to in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports schedule. Tomorrow night, we've got a 7 p.m. Atchison High girls as they're on the road at Hayden. Again, Thursday night, we have scheduled games, but I do not know exactly how the schedule's working out for both Thursday and Friday, as I believe those are still a little bit up in the air. Please stay tuned right here to Hot Country 93.7 during the morning sports segment and the noon sports segment, and of course the evening sports segment, to keep you informed on those upcoming games. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at msksports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area in boys' games, I've got a couple of finals to report. It was the Sabetha Blue Jays over the Minneapolis Lions with the final score of Sabetha 65, Minneapolis Lions 35. Holton topped Fort Scott 61-54. At the half, the Hiawatha Redhawks are trailing the Marysville Bulldogs. Hiawatha's got 16 points to Marysville's 36. And in this game, Silver Lake is leading Marhill Mount Academy 20-16. Taking a look at girls' scores. In the Valley Heights Pleasant Ridge game, it was Valley Heights at 40 points to Pleasant Ridge 32. With 29 seconds remaining in the first half, the Lady Cobras of Jackson Heights are leading the Holton Charger ladies 39-16. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 33. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 56. Lows dip down to about 30 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Much cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-40s. Mixed precip both days. About an inch of snow Thursday night through Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look outside right now at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 50.7 degrees, so right around 51 degrees out there. The winds are out of the south, 0 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 72%. Barometric pressure is currently on the rise at 29.64 inches of mercury. Dew point, 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature out there is 48. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside right after this.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium on the campus of Burnham Mount Academy in Atchison, Kansas, where we're going to the second half of the guys' game in this class. 3A Sub-State first round. The visitors from Silver Lake out in front, 20-16. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Tom Couts with you here, courtside, Silver Lake, putting the ball in play, and we're underway in half number two. 2016 Eagles. Morehead Mount Academy is going to start this second half with a zone defense. No, it's going to be a player defense. The offense is not moving a lot. Now the feed in the middle of Lopez over to the baseline right. Bit of a head fake, doesn't lose the defender. Out on top, the uncontested three is off the rim, and the long rebound is going to carry him out of bounds. Back it will come to Morehead Mount Academy. The Ravens are going to have their first touch of the basketball in the second half. The places that had two games tonight, if there was an early and a late, some of those early finals already coming in, and congratulations to ACCHS guys winning it over Riley County tonight, 55-45. So, Coach Smith and his team moving on in sub-state. We get a foul top side on Silver Lake. It'll be the second of the game by Ian Stitham, and foul number one of the second half by the Eagles. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. And a lot like the first couple of quarters, nobody putting any points on the board. Here's Harris. He will go into the lane, falling away, and it's blocked out of bounds by Lopez. Braves don't have it in at the baseline. MHMA back out there with Corbelick, Beagle, Siebert, Harris, Joyce. On the right side, Corbelick to Parrish. He'll start to the left. Gets it to Harris. Again, Corbelick in the lane to Sam Joyce. Back out to Harris. He'll go three. It's way too hard. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Ian Stitham. Here comes Silver Lake. Minute and a half into the second half. No scoring yet since the break. Silver Lake down the right side of the lane. Lots of steps. No travel called. And a missed shot. Rebounded down by Luke Siebert. He'll fly up the floor with it. Ravens back on offense. Needing to get some points on the board. Siebert will cut to the baseline. Goes up. Foul by Lopez. I think I have him for three. Elijah Lopez, foul number three. Team foul two in the second half by Silver Lake. And it's 6:16 to play in the third quarter. Coming to the line for the Ravens, looking for his first point of the game, is Luke Siebert. The sophomore eyes it up and puts it in. Lopez out of the game for the Eagles, and back in comes Braxton McDaniel. Ravens back to within three, and this free throw is wide to the right side. 20-17, Silver Lake. Eagles up court with the basketball and into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Hyman. His jump shot rolls up, no good. Beagle clears it down. Ravens coming up the floor, 6 minutes to go in the third. Parrish with it on top. His team trails by three. Comes to the top, works to the baseline, gets it back to Siebert. We're working in front of head coach Dan Rapplinger, who puts a hand high in the air, indicating the offensive play. He wants to see his club run. Back out comes Siebert to Harris. Right side, Joyce. The cutter in the middle. Harris shot too short. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Korbelik. Ravens are going to control down the basketball. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Siebert again takes it to the baseline. And what these teams obviously understand is you can't panic. You can't get too stressed out. You got to be patient. You got to keep your faith in your system. And they have both done that really, really well tonight. Here's a beautiful pass down to the baseline. And as it gets in the hands of Parrish Spiegel, he's fouled down at the baseline. Now, this is a big deal. Or I feel like it is, because even though it's the first foul on Dana Johnson, Silver Lake has already committed three fouls. And we're not 3 minutes in to the second half. Ravens have committed none. Free throws late in the game. They could be a real difference maker in a close, low-scoring one like this. Markham Mount Academy puts it in. Here's Parrish, 12-footer. Nope. Rebound underneath, and Joyce gets fouled. Sam coming to the line for two. And Sam was just about to be taken out of the game as Johnkin is at the scorer's table. That is going to be the second foul on Braxton McDaniel and now the fourth foul by Silver Lake. And a free throw not going in for Sam Joyce. Ravens at the free throw line tonight, frankly, not good. 1 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. Second one here. Make them 1 of 6. That was no good either. McDaniel clears it away. Eagles up the floor. Inside 5 to play in the third quarter, leading it by 3. Way up top side with it is going to be Dane Johnson. Dane looks to the right, goes to the left. The three-pointer drained it. Jaron Johnson hit the second three of the game. 23-17. Silver Lake in front with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Ravens having trouble hitting the shots. Well, they're really having trouble getting good looks at the rim. The Silver Lake defense has been excellent. Not hitting their free throws. The shot by Harris is going to be blocked back to the ground. I told you how big Braxton McDaniel was. Harris went up in the air. McDaniel flat-footed, reached up, pulled the ball and Harris down to the ground. They call a jump ball. Now the Ravens are going to bring Jonkin and Guaba in for Sam Joyce. Inbound, out of top to Parrish, into the lane from 8, missed it. Rebound, Silver Lake. 4:12 to play in the third quarter. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, it'll belong again to the Eagles. Into the game is going to come Brody Dexter and J.P. Whitehead for head coach Johnny Roberts and Silver Lake. Harris will come out for the Ravens. So for MHMA, and now Coach Grapplinger brings his team up defensively. He's going to press a little bit on the upcourt play. Silver Lake breaks that pressure with no trouble. McDaniel, big man, turns, can't get it in. Goes up for the rebound. And they're going to call him for a foul from behind. So that is foul number three for Braxton McDaniel. And again, big deal. 5 team fouls by Silver Lake. None by Marhamout Academy in the second half. 4:01 to go in the third. Ravens are going to see a lot of free throws late in the game. But unfortunately for them, they can't hit them tonight. They are 1 of 6 at the line? And we're going to get another foul inside. That might be another one on Braxton. No. Not on McDaniel. It is going to be the third foul on Ian Stitham. So that is team foul 6. The free throw, no good by Brody Copeman. So the Ravens are 1 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. This one is in. 23-18 Silver Lake. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Eagles with the basketball. They'll go 3. Wide to the right, out of bounds on the fly. Resetting the MHMA 5 on the floor. You got Brody Copeman out there and Jonkin and Guaba. Let's see. Luke Siebert putting into play is Parrish Beagle and up the floor, Bowden Korbelik. Ravens have the ball. Now 3.5 to play, third quarter. Down 5. Beagle in trouble. There's going to be a timeout. Coach Grapplinger saved his team of possession. Good call by the coach. Timeout, MHMA. Taking a break, Joseph. 3:23 to go in the third. Ravens have a hill to climb. It is Silver Lake 23. Morehamout Academy 18.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hey, welcome back, and congratulations to the Acheson Phoenix and Coach Battle. Acheson guys winning tonight over Coffeyville, 81-48. Tremendous effort by AHS. Inbound ball slapped away. Ravens are going to be putting it back in play again. 23-18 Silver Lake in front. And they have led. Look at how far back they have led. They have led since 6 minutes and 20 seconds of play in the opening quarter, so about a minute and a half or so into the game. They have led since. Now 3:10 to play in the third quarter. But again, the Ravens will be getting some free throws as this game wears on. Team foul 6 already by Silver Lake. Morehamout Academy has not fouled yet in the second half. Now the Ravens are spreading the floor out. They're widening out the offense. The pass inside to Ngwaba. He's going to lose it. Take it away. Here comes Overlake on the run. Dish to the left side. Running shot. Block and a Raven foul. Foul is going to be on Coatman. He got down late to the other end, but you could see he clearly made up his mind. He was not going to allow that short, easy shot to get away. And so he makes the foul. The free throw here is not good. Spencer Johnson misses the free throw. Ravens are going to take Siebert out of the game. They're going to take Korbelik out of the game. And Keegan Misfagel will come in. Also back into the lineup will come Mark Harris. Neither free throw is going to be good for Silver Lake. And Ravens coming up the floor. Here comes Parrish down the right side. With 2:40 to go in the third quarter, MHMA with the basketball, trailing by five. And again, they have not led since the first minute and a half of this game. Down the left side, Beagle bounces it off the side of his foot, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. MHMA's wanting to try to Jedi mind trick the officials a little bit, I think, and convince them that the ball went off a Silver Lake player, but they're not going to be fooled by that. Here comes the Eagle offense. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. What's happening here also? Time. Time is elapsing. Game moving along pretty quickly. Eagles with a bounce ball. It's going to be slapped away from behind. Knocked away by Harris. Back again. It will come to Silver Lake. And for Silver Lake, you've got to understand. You got a lead. You got the ball. You've got no shot clock. There's absolutely no reason to get in any kind of a hurry to take anything but the shot you want. Now they're going to take this thing out very near the center circle and back it away. It's worth the 2-minute mark of the third. Around to the left side, down to the baseline. Drive it in, back it away. To feed to the right side of the lane. They'll bring it back on top. Silver Lake moving the ball briskly with patience, very deliberately. Here's a runner in the lane that misses. Rebound pulled down and followed up and in by Silver Lake and Ian Setham. His first points of the game makes it 25-18. And for the second time tonight, Silver Lake leads by 7. Now with 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens out on top. Here's a 3. Miss Pega won't get it. And on the rebound, a Raven foul. That's Johnkin. Johnkin and Guaba, foul number 2. And the Ravens, team foul 2 in the second half. And Guaba back out of the game. Sam Joyce back in. Here come the Eagles. Again, patiently up the floor, but now with a 7-point lead and an opportunity in a really low-scoring game, an opportunity at a double-digit advantage. They'll dish it over to the left side. The cut into the middle. The lob back out on top. Dane Johnson with it. Silver Lake moves the ball. They've got it to Stitham. Ian cuts to the free throw line. Puts a shot on its way. Gets fouled probably by Sam, and will come to the free throw line. Sam Joyce, foul number 3. Raven, team foul 3. And back to the free throw line comes Silver Lake, now with 1:04 to go in the third quarter. The gym gets really quiet, and the first free throw will not go in for Silver Lake. And the Eagles, having as little luck as the Ravens at the free throw line, they are now 0-3. Ravens are 2-of-8 at the line. The second free throw, perfect. 26-18, now the largest lead of the game with inside a minute to play in the third. The feet down to the baseline, and as Sam goes up for the shot, he'll be fouled. Sam Joyce will come to the line. And for Silver Lake, it is going to be, is that the fourth foul on Ian Stitham? Now for the Eagles, here's the thing. As Sam's first free throw is up and good. Joyce missed a couple of free throws earlier, but hits that one, collecting his first point of the night. Little under 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 55 seconds on the clock. Second free throw, Joyce gets them both. Sam with his first 2 points, coming at a good time. It's now 26-20. Timberlake back up the floor. Deep right corner. Way out there. McDaniel lobs it off on top. Over to the right side. A little head fake. Nobody bit. Now the feet underneath, and we have a Raven foul. Foul is going to be on Mark Harris. It is his first foul tonight. The Ravens' fourth team foul. And inbound to Silverlake. Back up on top. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. And again, you've got Coach Roberts telling his team, back it up. Take some time. We want a last shot in this quarter. 20 seconds left in the third. Silverlake all the way out to the center circle. Now over to the right side is going to be Dane Johnson. Over to the wing is Whitehead. The feet in the middle of the ball is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. And a good break for the Ravens. Now Silverlake is going to press on the inbound. 3 seconds on the clock. It'll come in. Parrish will drive to get to the top. In traffic. Three. Oh, LeCombe wouldn't fall. And three quarters done here in Atchison. We'll be back for the fourth quarter of this. KSHSAA 3A Substate Boys Game. It is Silverlake 26, Morehead Mount Academy 20.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
As we return here to the Haverty Gymnasium on the Morehead Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas, Class 3A boys. Substate first round game going to the fourth quarter. 26-20, the visitors from Silverlake in front. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside. And for the Ravens, it is simple. You got to find some offense. You got to get some points on the board. In the third quarter, the Ravens scored 4 points on free throws. 4 of 8 in the third quarter at the free throw line. Did not score a point from the floor. Gotta find their offense. Coach Rappliger does not want to see his team season after a fantastic 16-4 regular season. Doesn't want to see it come to an end here today. Silverlake coming into the game tonight, 7-12. They'll take it down the right side of the lane, back out on top, up to the point. 7.5 to go in the game. Silverlake crowd making some racket. The feed inside to Lopez. Loses the handle. Saves it back out on top. 12-footer good. Little turnaround shot by Spencer Johnson. 28-20. And for the second time tonight, Silverlake leads by 8. 7:15 to go. Driving in. The shot, Beagle. Nope. We better get down. Silverlake. Now the Ravens trying to steal it in the backcourt. And Brody Coatman. We'll pick up a foul. MHMA, you see, getting just a little frustration. Back out of the game is going to come Sam Joyce. Johnkin returns to the floor for the Ravens. 7:06 to go in their game. It is 28-20. Silverlake and Eagle basketball. And still the Ravens have not scored a shot from the floor in the second half. Here's a drive to the right side. The runner's up and good from the left side. It is a 10-point lead. That shot is off the hand of Aaron Kaufman, who had not scored yet tonight. And the Raven pass cross court thrown away. MHMA, I'm surprised, hasn't taken maybe a timeout yet. Trailing now by 10. Silverlake with the basketball, 6.5 minutes to go. Ravens walk, or rather, the Eagles walk it up. It's Troy Hyman. Plays off the screen, goes to the right side, travels with a ball, no whistle. topside Lopez. In traffic, jumps into the baseline. They'll launch a three. Can't believe they took that shot. No good. Rebound, outlet, up to Brody. Coleman will bring it down the court. Put it in the hands of Corblett. Kicks it out on top, around to the left side to Parrish. 6:10 to play. Braves are going to have some sense of urgency now. Here's a hook shot underneath. Harris for two. Big shot and an important possession. Mark Harris, his fourth point tonight. 30-22. And we're down to 5:50 left in the game. And Silver Lake just put it in the ice freezer. And the Raven coaching staff has just drawn a warning from the official. I believe they had gone beyond the physical limits of the coaching box. No technical, just a warning. Silver Lake will be putting it in play again from midcourt. 5:45 to go. They're going to take a shot. It's a 10-footer that misses. Offensive rebound underneath, and Lopez gets fouled. For the Ravens, it is going to again be Brody Coatman guilty of the infraction. His third, and the Ravens sixth. So now both teams are going to be shooting free throws for the balance of the game. And Elijah Lopez, first shot, no. Lopez scored a three-point shot in the opening quarter, has not scored since. And before the second shot is taken, we're going to have a timeout on the floor. Joseph, let's do it. Down to 5:38 to play. It is Silver Lake 30, MHMA 22.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back. .538 to play. Marhill Mount Academy trailing here at home. 30-22. The Ravens have scored 6 points in the second half. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Couts with you here in the Haverty Gymnasium for the final time this season. One more free throw coming up here for the Eagles, Elijah Lopez. This one, yes. Lopez will hit the shot, making it a 31-22. Silver Lake lead. Ravens up the court. They can hardly afford to miss scoring on a possession. Out on top of it, Parrish Beagle starts right. Looks to the middle, no room. Out on top to Harris. Goes to the right. Beats it off on top. No shot available for Korbelik. Into the lane is Harris. Twisting, turning, no room. Back it comes to Korbelik. He'll put up a runner in traffic and hit it for two. That was a tough shot. Well done, Bowden Korbelik. 31-24. 5 minutes to play. Ravens are back to within seven. Eagles down court. And again, Silver Lake probably going to look to take some time off. High school basketball in the state of Kansas, no shot clock. There's no limit to the amount of time that they can possess the ball. Just with their patience and skills can make happen. They're going to go for a three. No. Rebound, Silver Lake. The follow shot. No. Rebound, Johnson. Ravens up court. Here comes Korbelik quickly down the floor, over to the left side to Parrish. Beagle with the defender right in his face. Comes down the floor, slips, not traveling. Skips it out on top to Harris. 4 minutes to play. They want to go in Guava Can't get it there. Here's Korblik on the left side. 31-24, Ravens trail. Korblik into the lane, falling away, shoots and misses. Rebound underneath, Brody misses. Rebound out of bounds. It is Silver Lake basketball. Some off-balance shots. Maybe a little bit forced, and the Ravens need good shots. And now we're going to get a quick foul at the backcourt. Bowden Korblik will bump into Dane Johnson. Bowden's first foul of the game. Ravens' seventh team foul. And coming to the line for Silver Lake is going to be Dane Johnson. He's got 3 points on a second quarter three-point shot. Has not had a free throw tonight. He will be up here one plus. The free throw. Yeah. One more shot coming up as Dane Johnson earns the bonus. His team is up by eight. And that one will not go in. Offensive rebound underneath, taken away by Silver Lake, and then the Ravens are going to commit a foul. The whistle is on Parrish Beagle. His second, right back to the line, Silver Lake. A huge offensive rebound off the miss. It's 32-24. The gym grows quiet. The front half of the 1-1 is up and good. And Troy Hyman will earn the bonus. Now, Dane Johnson a minute ago could not hit the second. This one is up. It is in. Hyman gets them both. It is 34-24. And again, the Ravens down 10. But now time is the issue. 3:40 to go. Straight away three for the Ravens will not go in. Korblik can't get it to fall. Rebound go down Silver Lake. Up the floor. Down the right side. With a wide open avenue to the rim, they'll pass that up and lob it off on top to take a little time away. And we're going to get a Silver Lake timeout. Coach Roberts decided now he's going to milk the clock for the last 3:27. And the gym's growing very quiet on the Ravens side. The Silver Lake side is a buzz. Taking a timeout. 3:27 to play in the game. Eagles 34, Ravens 24.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Silver Lake with 3:27 to go in the ball game, and the Eagles will be putting it in play in their forecourt. They'll bring it in very near the sideline toward that corner, dribbling it out on top. Ravens are going to now look like maybe double a basketball. Silver Lake goes left side, cutting across, reaching in the ball, batted free but saved by Silver Lake. 3:13 to play. When do the Ravens begin to foul? The drive to the right, the running, shot, no, rebound, tipped around, and Guava comes up with it. And Silver Lake's done a magnificent job rebounding the basketball, limiting possessions, coming up with extra possessions of their own. Inside 3 minutes to go, and the Ravens are going to have to be brisk. Here's a three, won't go for Harris. Rebound, Silver Lake underneath. With good interior positioning, getting upstairs to pull down that board, Spencer Johnson clears it away, Eagles taking it up the court. 2:40 to go. Back out on top, Silver Lake. They'll go to the left side, out near midcourt. Little skip pass toward the top of the key. Eagles doing a great job of burning the clock. 2:25 to play. Korblik goes out on top now a little more aggressively with the defense. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound, Silver Lake. Follow shot. No. Rebound, Ravens. 2:15 to go and down by 10. Going to need a little Haverty Gym magic. Korblik with the ball, cuts to the baseline, goes in, shot hits the bottom of the backboard, and Silver Lake comes up with it with 2 minutes to play. Timberlake with it. Still in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline on the outlet pass. Swings it over to the left side. Way out on top of the minute 50 to go. Timberlake's about a possession away from locking this one down. Leading by 10. Minute 40 to go. And finally, Timberlake will reach up and commit the foul. Bowden and Timberlake, foul number 2. And Timberlake back at the line. It will be Dane Johnson. He's got 4 points, 1 of 2 at the line tonight. It is Raven team foul 9, so this is the final 1-and-1 tonight for Silver Lake. The front half, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Lopez, and again, on the board, Silver Lake helps themselves. A minute and a half to go, and we're going to get another Korbelik foul. Bowden will collect his third, doing what he has to do to try to give his team an opportunity with the basketball. Training by 10 with a minute 35 to go. Coming to the line, Spencer Johnson. He is 0 for 2 tonight, way back in the third quarter. This free throw, perfect. And Silver Lake with their largest lead now, up 35-24. With a minute 35 to play. Second free throw, no. Rebound, MHMA, and they will throw it away in the backcourt. Silver Lake is going to get a huge, huge road win today in the postseason and move on to the sub-state at Perry-Lecompton. It's going to be put in play by the Eagles right in front of their bench. Harris guarding hard on the inbound by Jared Johnson. Comes in down to the baseline. The Ravens are reaching in. Going to have to commit the foul, and it'll be on Harris. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Big break for the Ravens to the chagrin of the many Silver Lake fans you can hear to my immediate left. So the Ravens are going to hand it back in. Down 11 with a minute 20 left. To the right side, Luke Siebert. Haven't seen him on the floor in a while. Back out on top, Beagle, backs in, twists, turns in traffic, sends one up, doesn't go, rebound, bodies on the floor, the foul, and let's see against whom. I hear the whistle, I haven't seen the indication. They're staying on the other end of the court, so it must be against Silver Lake. The foul is going to be the fourth by Silver Lake's Elijah Lopez. And John Caniguaba, 1-1. First one, no. Rebound, Lopez had it. He's taken to the floor. And now the officials are going to confer. Is it a travel? Is it a foul? What are they going to call here? And jump ball. There, when you're not sure what to do, you go with the old safe jump ball call. And possession, no, wait. Yeah, possession error to Silver Lake. Here we go. A minute 12 left. Silver Lake looks to bring it in against pressure. They'll bring it in to Lopez. And immediately Harris reaches in and fouls it with a minute 9 to go. Mark picking up his second foul tonight. And again, in the double bonus, Silver Lake coming to the free throw line. Stepping up there is Elijah Lopez. He's 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Has 4 points this evening. And there's only a minute 9 to play. Lopez, the free throw. High, arcing, perfect. Korbelik and Beagle and Guaba, Siebert, Harris. Out of the court for the Ravens. And now, with all of his teammates having gone into the backcourt, Elijah Lopez at the line for his second shot. He will send it in. 37-24 with a minute 7 to go. Ravens trail now by 13. Back over to the right side. It's going to come. Here's Parrish. Cuts into the left side of the lane. Out on top to Harris. Backs away. Step away. Shot is up. No good. Rebound against Silver Lake. Dominating on the boards. And we've got 50 seconds left in a Ravens season. And a foul in the backcourt. Korbelik. Bowden Kermelik will pick up his fourth foul of the game. They have all come here late as he's been trying to help his team get back into this thing. But the shot's just not falling for the Ravens tonight, and Silver Lake doing a great job on the boards. The first of two free throws, just a little bit short. One more shot coming up here for Brody Delter. He's got a big grin on his face. He knew he didn't get that one. This one, not a lot better. Rebounding it down, MHMA. So the Ravens with the ball, 40 seconds left, down 13. Kermelik can't get a shot away. This defense has been really good by Silver Lake. Here's a three from the right side. Not going to fall. Rebounding it is going to be Harris, and they will call a jump ball. Possession Ravens. Half a minute to play. MHMA will go to the bench. You're going to get Adam Cottle into the game, and you're going to get Miles Dulac coming in. That is a very nice move by head coach Dan Rapplinger to get those two seniors in there. Here's Kermelik. Half a minute to go. Ravens down 13. Siebert. Kermelik. A long three. Looks good, but a little too strong. Rebound tipped out. Lopez pulls it down. Here comes Silver Lake. Lopez will drive it all the way to the baseline. Has it knocked away. Picks it back up. Covers up the ball. And they're going to get a jump call. 15 seconds to go. Silver Lake taking a timeout. Joseph, we're going to take a break with the Eagles. 15 seconds of play. Silver Lake 37, MHMA 24.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Welcome back to the Hammer T Gymnasium. Ravens with 15 seconds left on defense. Comes out on top to Silver Lake. They're not going to commit the foul. They're going to let it roll down. Your final score tonight, Silver Lake 37, MHMA 24. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Only Taco John's Valueless menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. Try our new Nacho Crunch burritos with seasoned beef for just $2 or grilled chicken for $3. The Valueless menu, only at Taco John's.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's.
Good to have you back with us. Bar Hill Mount Academy and Silver Lake. What a great game. It was a hard-fought game, a defensive battle to be sure. And as low scoring as it was, it ended up in favor of Silver Lake tonight as the Eagles on the road win it 37-24. Recapping the scoring for you for Silver Lake. Paced it away Jared Johnson and Elijah Lopez, six apiece, along with Troy Hyman with six. Five tonight for Spencer Johnson. It was a four-point game for Dane Johnson, three tonight for Ian Stitham and Braxton McDaniel. And scoring two, Brody Dexter, Aaron Kaufman for Silver Lake. For MHMA, Bowdoin Korbelik had seven. Five tonight for Parrish Beagle, Mark Harris, and John Caniguaba, each with four, two for Sam Joyce. Brody Coatman, Luke Siebert, each with one. As we pull up a little paperwork here, let's look for those Bank of Atchison and players of the game. And tonight for MHMA, you got to give it to that senior group of Miles Dulac and Keegan Mispagel, Parrish Beagle, Jonkin Inguaba, Adam Cottle, Mark Harris, Sam Joyce, a big group, a group of great senior guys. And first-year head coach Dan Rappling with a wonderful bunch of young men to work with. And they had a fabulous year, ending up at 16-5 after this one here tonight. Silver Lake will advance to 8-12. Tomorrow night on Cam Radio, we're going to be in Topeka, as it'll be Class 4A sub-state play. The Atchison High Phoenix ladies team is going to be hosted by Hayden. So we'll look forward to bringing you that one here on Care Radio, the Lady Wildcats and the Phoenix tomorrow on Care. Final score again here from Haverty Gymnasium. It was Silver Lake 37, MHMA 24. Till we greet you next time for our man Joseph. He's back at the Care Sports Studios making the magic happen. Tom Couch here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.